Well, great morning, beloveds. How in the world are you? I hope you guys have been writing in your book, because each one of you guys, we're going to go through and see how you were able to get through the days. Here we are. We are at day 12. Yeah. Day 11 on yesterday. It says, scars are not bad. They are reminders of how far you have come. You are headed towards greatness. If, there's an if you don't go back. So scars are just reminders of what we've been through and what we have overcome. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be able to say, you know, I am an overcomer. I am a survivor. I survived this. And then you're able to help someone else. So that was on yesterday, day 11. Hope you wrote down in your journal, because that's where change comes, by you writing down, by you having a time of reflection, and by you putting in the work. Don't expect change to happen in your life if you're not being consistent with yourself. We're consistent with going to our job places or to wherever we need to be at a certain time and we show up. I want you to get in the practice of showing up for yourself, making sure that you write down in your journal every single day. So day 12 today, it says heartache is a part of life. It is the type of anchor that sustains you. That's powerful. Heartache is a part of life. You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have trials and tribulations. You're going to have things that come up. You're going to have things that throw you off your block. But it is the type of anchor that sustains you. I've had my hope and trust in people and man and things. But I can honestly say that my true anchor has been in the Lord Jesus Christ, the creator of the world. He has never sustained me, so never failed me. He has always sustained me. So in short today, you guys, it's very, very simple. Heartache is going to be a part of life. You're going to have issues, but it's how you deal with them. What do you run to when life hits you hard? Because surely when you run to man, their words are only going to go so far. Their hand is only going to be able to reach far down and help pull you back up. But I know an anchor, a sustainer, that you're going to win with every time. The more knowledge you have of a thing, the more powerful you become. So the more knowledge that you gain in the Word, you'll become powerful, because it will become like a sword, a shield. It is your weapon to fight against the mind battles, to fight about the questioning or the depression. It is your weapon to fight with. You have to dig way down deep and say, you know what? I'm going to crawl my way out with these powerful words that have been given to me over 2,000 years ago. And I'm just letting it go to waste because I'm spinning my wheels with my own beliefs. So today, I want you to realize that you can have what you say. So say it. Believe it. And say it. Peace is possible with God. Joy is possible with God. But what work are you putting in? So today, I want to share with you, train yourself to speak God's word. The word of God, conceived in the heart, formed by the tongue, and spoken out of the mouth, is your creative power. That's your creative power. That is how you win. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. That is your power, your tongue, and the words that you speak out of your mouth. You guys, it's going to be an amazing, phenomenal, spectacular day. What are you speaking out of your mouth? And realize we will have ups and downs in life. It's a part of life. But it is the type of anchor that you grab a hold to that will sustain you. I want you guys to have an amazing day. Be great, go, and be blessed, my beloved.